Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, of course Selena Gomez didn't cry. She didn't, you know, post a tearful video on Instagram when Lake and Riley was murdered by an illegal alien, or when Jocelyn Nungery, a young girl, was raped and murdered by illegal aliens. Nah, she didn't cry for them. She didn't cry for the 350,000-plus children who were lost on our southern border, many of whom are likely being sex trafficked right now or used for Lord knows what else they're being used for. And she didn't cry for any of them. She had no tears for any of them. But all of a sudden, these criminal illegal aliens, Tren de Aragua members, gangbangers, the worst of the worst, are being rounded up and deported. And now all of a sudden she's got tears. Now all of a sudden she's got a tearful video posted on Instagram. It kind of reminds me of this sensationalized liberal media here in Montana as well. You know, just like Selena Gomez didn't have any tears before for all these other victims of the human trafficking operation on our southern border that was openly encouraged and allowed every step of the way by the Democrat Party. Not just Joe Biden, but every echelon of the Democrat Party from the local level all the way up to the federal level. They had no tears. Same liberal media that downplayed or ignored all these stories about the drug cartels and the crime that they were causing on the streets of Montana and on the back roads of Montana and targeting Native Americans on the reservations in particular. Now they had no ink, little ink for them. But now, just like Selena Gomez is shedding all these tears, there's more ink now all of a sudden to talk about immigration and customs enforcement in America when they can sensationalize any rumor out there whatsoever. You know, it's really interesting. There's this phony liberal news outlet called the Daily Montana. Now the head of that outfit was too liberal even for the liberal Lee newspapers. So he's now, you know, basically running this dark money blog to push the Democrat Party talking points. He wrote this big article. Oh, I can't believe they'd use the Metro and Billings to help house illegal aliens that are going to be deported. That guy's so-called news outlet is a part of this news network thing with other outfits just like his across the country. It is funded by a foreign operative named Hans Wiese. He's just like another George Soros type of character. So here you've got a fake news outlet in Montana being funded by a foreign financier trying to undermine America. I mean, think about that. Think about what is happening in front of our very own eyes. And by the way, did you see, speaking of the liberal Lee newspapers, did you see their photographs from the Yellowstone County Commissioners meeting yesterday? All the left-wing activists showed up to push their left-wing, you know, pro-illegal alien talking points, and they had all their phony signs and everything. Who's funding these people? Who's organizing these people? Just some questions we've got this morning. All right, and then a shocking story out of Bozeman next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will range from around 30 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in the Billings area. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies, low temperatures from around 12 in Bozeman to the mid-20s in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect more sunshine, upper 30s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Monday marked the first day of work at the Pentagon for newly sworn-in Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who was greeted upon his arrival by Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown. Hegseth saying simply,
it's an honor to serve on behalf of the president, serve on behalf of the country.
While adding his assessment of the troops.
We're in capable hands. The warfighters are ready to go.
And saying that training will focus on being ready to defeat potential enemies.
Our job is lethality and readiness and warfighting. We're going to hold people accountable. I know the chairman agrees with that.
As for the military's position on the world stage,
we will be no better friend to our allies and no stronger adversary to those who want to test us and try us.
When it comes to the southern border, Hegseth said
that the protection of the sovereign territory of the United States is the job of the Defense Department,
adding that whatever is needed there will be provided. Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
So Attorney General Austin Knutson was telling us about the new modular pistol produced by Shield Arms in Big Fork. We've got a photo of that on our Montana Talks website. And what about you Army infantrymen who shot the 203? Well, check out this new grenade launcher built by a Montanan. That photo, that story, MontanaTalks.com. Plus, I got shot at the SHOT Show in Vegas. I survived, and you might have some fun watching the video. MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'm looking at the stack of stuff here this morning. Man, I printed way too much information up. But, hey, there's a lot of stuff we got to track. If we were just a national radio talk show, we could just cover all the national stuff. We could spend the rest of the morning talking about just some national stuff. But the Montana legislature is in session as we speak, and a whole host of news and information coming out of the Montana legislature. So I've got that stack of stuff, whole host of, I mean, look at everything that President Donald J. Trump is doing in his first week in office. That's a stack of stuff in its own right. Then not to mention everything else out there under the sun. But yeah, for those who haven't seen or heard it yet here, so Selena Gomez, she was, what was she? She was on one of those Disney shows as a kid, you know, and Disney, of course, that company just went woke and crazy. But so Selena Gomez, she was like one of those kids on the Disney shows, and then she's a good singer. And so she became, you know, relatively popular as a singer, and apparently she's an actress, and she was in some, you know, some movie where they were promoting this transgender agenda and pushing it on kids. So she's a little nuts. But if you didn't think she was nuts before, it's been confirmed now. She apparently has now deleted this Instagram video, but she's seeing this crackdown on illegal aliens across the country, especially, you know, how they're starting with the worst of the worst. And deporting those who have committed some very serious offenses first. And then she is just beside herself, sobbing amid the illegal immigration crackdown, as Breitbart News reports.
I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. How many people are getting attacked? The children. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything I promise.
The children. There were 350,000 children that the Biden administration can't even account for, because of this humanitarian crisis on our southern border that they not only created, but they kept in place and kept promoting and kept encouraging and kept allowing to happen. Again, remember when Donald J. Trump was in Great Falls back in 2018? He was President Trump. It was his first term. And they were doing DNA testing on the border, DNA testing of children, and DNA testing of the adults that were traveling with his children. And remember, the woman who lied about being Native American, Elizabeth Warren. So Donald Trump took a shot at Elizabeth Warren, called on her to take a DNA test at that rally in Great Falls back in 2018. And Liz Warren shot back and said, "Oh, yeah, well, you're so awful. You're making kids take DNA tests at the southern border. Well, yeah, why were they doing DNA tests on kids at the southern border that illegal aliens and cartels were trying to smuggle across the border? Because they wanted to confirm if the adults that were traveling with these kids were actually relatives and related to these kids, were actually, you know, an uncle or a cousin or a mom and dad, because they knew that they were being trafficked. The children. And so Joe Biden comes in, the Democrats have heard, they stopped doing the DNA testing. And they can't even keep track of 350,000 plus kids, many of whom are sex trafficking, drug trafficking. Who knows the horrors facing their children? But no cry, no tears from Selena Gomez for them. No tears from Selena Gomez for a young woman in Bozeman, Montana, who was apparently raped early Sunday morning. I saw this headline yesterday. I saw this headline. It's from KBZK Television. And I noticed, you know, oftentimes the Montana Television Network TV stations, they will grab stories from their other, you know, TV stations, their fellow MTN stations. I noticed KTVQ didn't have this one on their website yet. Apparently not big news to them, even though think about how many of you have kids that are in, you know, if you're in Billings, how many of you have kids that are going to school in Bozeman right now. This was the headline, though, KBZK TV. Man, and by the way, in their headline, they talk about this guy being on an ICE hold. So I'm glad they put it at the top line here instead of burying at the bottom like so many often do. Here's the headline. Man faces rape, kidnapping charges after being found with woman at Bozeman Beach. The man is being held without bond on an immigration detainer or an ICE hold. Here we go. Another one. Another rape suspect. Not just any crime, another rape suspect, because we've had multiples of these where you have, basically somebody who is accused of rape and kidnapping in this instance and is now on an immigration detainer, more commonly known as an ICE hold. Now, that may or may not mean that this man is an illegal alien, but oftentimes that's what it means. They just don't straight up come out and tell you, which is something I hope they start to change now under Tom Homan. I hope they tell you exactly what their immigration status is when they are on an ICE hold. But when I first saw this headline, I was like, oh, this must be an update on that case from a couple of months ago when an illegal alien allegedly raped a woman that he picked up in downtown Bozeman. No, this is a brand new case that just took place early Sunday morning. While the liberal media in Montana is sensationalizing, you know, oh, the natives might get deported. Oh, come on. They're sensationalizing. But yet, a man on an ICE hold is sitting in a jail in Montana for raping a Montana woman. No cries from Selena Gomez. No ink from some in the liberal media.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It's fun to think about the future and how new technologies might shape it. The whole genre of science fiction is testimony to the imagination and creativity in describing what societies and life itself might lie ahead. But the large advances in machine intelligence in recent years should remind us that the future is not as far away as you might think. The fast ramp-up of artificial intelligence, or AI, has been a seismic event in just about everywhere you look, in financial markets, in science, and the way businesses operate. It's developing so fast, it's difficult to even talk about it coherently. Remember when computers couldn't defeat grandmasters in chess? History is full of examples of new technologies that could do amazing things in their time, but they didn't truly explode until they solved problems. Often that requires some kind of complementary innovation. If history is any guide, the AI revolution in the economy might be a little bit slower than its amazing demonstrations might suggest. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Jim Justice is the new Republican senator from West Virginia, but that might not help his bank account. A report from Forbes says that Justice has a net worth, quote, less than zero. Forbes says the net worth is due to what it estimates is $1 billion in debts owed by Justice. Plus, there's a decline in valuation of his assets. The report said Justice's famed Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia, quote, may now be less than half the $1 billion it was allegedly valued at. The Justice family's coal mines, which still produce coal, are estimated to generate $150 million in revenues. Signs of Justice's financial woes began to show when Greenbrier employees were put on notice that their health insurance coverage was was dropped. That's because the resort did not pay its share of premiums. But the issue's resolved now. The Greenbrier Hotel was listed for auction after a loan originally for $142 million from J.P. Morgan was sold to Beltway Capital. It then declared default. A few months later, the sale was canceled. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, America's public lands are a key asset to a lot of ranching families across the West who utilize them for grazing. And here in San Antonio, Texas, at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention, AFBF Government Affairs Senior Director Shelby Hagenauer told me that Farm Bureau is working hard to keep it that way, despite new regulations like the BLM's new public lands rule.
It gave us a lot of heartburn because of the impact on public lands use. So that rule was finalized by the Bureau of Land Management last year. And so technically it's being implemented. The American Farm Bureau Federation, the Wyoming Farm Bureau, and several other groups sued the BLM because we did not think that they had the authority to do what they were doing in the rule, and that litigation is ongoing. But you certainly point out with a new administration, again, another approach to federal land use. President Trump is very focused on multiple use. He's focused on energy, and he understands the value of ranching. So we may see a very different way of looking at public lands, and that could include opening up this public lands rule, which they can do, and taking another look at whether it's appropriate or not.
And she's also hoping to see some Endangered Species Act reform with Trump 47.
Well, first of all, this is going to be a big change. We certainly have seen President Trump talk about impacts to landowners, how much he cares about farmers and ranchers over years at this point. And I do think we're going to see a very different approach to the Endangered Species Act, to how it's implemented, and then also how species-specific issues are looked at. When you look at things, species like the grizzly bear, like the wolves, there are statistics out there, there's data out there showing that they should be delisted. But politics and litigation have resulted in the continued listing of these species that probably should be taken off the list. And that's important because the ESA is supposed to protect species so they can be delisted.
Now, she encourages farmers and ranchers to keep working with their state farm bureaus and, of course, their congressional delegations on important ag policy to help keep farmers farming and ranchers ranching. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. The K2 Red Angus Winter Bull and Female Sale is Thursday, February 6th at the K2 Sale Barn in Wheatland, Wyoming. Offering 100 head of K2 Red genetics raised to work in a real-world range environment. Functional, fertile, and efficient, K2 Red Angus selects for foot, leg, and udder structure while maintaining a focus on profitability and real-world carcass merit. K2 bulls are always pap-tested and always guaranteed. Broadcast live on DV Auction. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. Visit K2RedAngus.com for a catalog and directions. So whether you're a new homeowner or starting your business, you can rely on Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance Company to help you cover what matters most. Mountain West is a multi-line insurance company serving the needs of individuals, families, and businesses throughout Montana and Wyoming for over 75 years. Their mission is to provide financial peace of mind for customers with competitive quality products and services, including farm and ranch insurance, auto insurance, and investments. Their agents are your neighbors. For details, visit mfbf.org/benefits. Well, the Restoring Trade Fairness Act, the first bipartisan bill that would revoke China's permanent normalized trade relations, has been introduced in Congress. And the authors say their legislation will safeguard U.S. national security, enhance supply chain resilience, and bring manufacturing jobs back to America and our allies. They say the bipartisan bill makes the message loud and clear that the Chinese Communist Party can't receive preferential treatment because of its unfair trade practices. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Megyn Kelly slams Selena Gomez over deleted video of her crying about ICE deportations. She is unwell. Obviously, this is an unwell person, Megyn Kelly said on her show. She added this. First of all, she's the one who starred in that Emilia Perez which is up for 13 Academy Awards, who's pushing the transgender nonsense on Americans and American youth. I mean, I wonder if she's got a thought for what happens to American youth who gets pushed into this when really all they had was like some family dysfunction and absolutely no gender confusion, but they get caught in this cult that has taken over, especially with young girls. You know, that's part of what Megyn Kelly had to say. What about Tom Homan? Tom Homan makes a great point here. He was on Fox yesterday, I think, with Martha McCallum, and he's making the point here that look, we've started with the worst of the worst. Now, at some point, yes, there are going to be, you know, whole families that will go back home to where they came from. And families will be deported. Families, if you came into this country illegally, you will be sent home. And you get to go home with your family. But that's not even happening yet, as far as Tom Homan is understanding. Here's what he had to say.
I don't think we arrested any families. We've arrested public safety threats and national security threats, bottom line. And look, President Trump won the election on this one issue, securing our border and saving lives. This, what happened on our southern border last four, is the biggest national security threat this country's seen, at least in my lifetime, because we got over 2 million known gotaways. We got a 600% increase in sex trafficking. We got a record number of terrorists crossing the border on terrorist watch list. We have 250,000 Americans dying from fentanyl coming across the open border. We're going to do this job, and we're going to enforce the laws of this country. If they don't like it, then go to Congress and change the law. We're going to do this operational apology. We're going to make our community safer. We're going to save. Well, once we lock that border on continuous operations, you're going to see fentanyl deaths decrease, illegal alien crime decrease, sex trafficking decrease. It's just all for the good of this nation, and we're going to keep going. No apologies. We're moving forward.
One quick question just to finish this off here. So President Trump twisted the arm of Colombia's President Gustavo Petro, got him to reverse course in a matter of hours. But we do not have repatriation agreements with Venezuela. We don't have a repatriation agreement with China. What do you do about people from those two countries who have been apprehended?
No, first of all, we got President Trump. They will take them back. I'm convinced, because under the first Trump administration, El Salvador won't take the MS-13. Mm-hmm. It took President Trump 48 hours, and we're filling planes about El Salvador and MS-13. Mexico didn't want to do Marine in Mexico. They didn't want to put military in northern and southern border, but they did it. We got a strong president who's going to put America first.
But you're dealing with, with President Xi. Two different people.
If they don't take them, we'll find a third safe country. I already got several countries lining up willing to take nationals from any country for us. And we're working on those agreements now. So if we can't move them one place, we'll move them someplace else. But they're not staying here.
Tom, thank you very much for coming on.
Yes, Tom, thank you very much for what you're doing to secure America. All right, let's get right into your phone calls right after this. Steve and Valentine, first up. Back in a new slate of new executive orders, some very good stuff in there. Plus, Jesse Waters had a great segment featuring Tom Homan and much more that I want to get to here this hour. And then, of course, we've got the legislative update that quickly follows that. So let's jump into the phone lines here. Stephen Ballantyne, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Morning, Aaron. Well, just now in that news break, you said border crossings are down. I thought border crossings are supposed to be stopped. I thought he shut it all down. I mean, I'm sure there's places where we're not patrolling good enough, but I mean, border crossings are down.
Yeah,
I mean,
down significantly. You know, yeah, well, look, that's why we need to build that wall. That's why we need more resources on our southern border, because there are still going to be illegal aliens crossing or attempting to cross our southern border. And thankfully, our Border Patrol is documenting these interactions. But yeah, those interactions are down significantly. So the people that are flooding and rushing the border, that those numbers are down significantly, which gives them more room to work with.
Right. Well, anyway, the reason I called, the minute that President Trump took office, I do a lot of shopping at Winkos, okay? It was not uncommon to go there about any given time, especially in the late afternoon, early evening, to see nothing but these nationality younger guys, I'll put it that way, by just groves of them going in there and shopping. The minute he took office, they're gone. I have been in there numerous times since then. They are gone. They're not going to Winkles no more.
Well, there was
I
a
think there's
You know, it is interesting, yeah, and you know, you can't tell just by, you know, just because somebody speaks a different language whether they're illegal or not, but I have noticed there are a lot of Spanish speakers that I've seen in Winco as well, and so I haven't been there lately because obviously I've been traveling a bunch, but there was a story, I kept seeing tweets about this, but then there's an official story that's out. And I forget the publication. Maybe I printed it here in my stack of stuff. But they're saying that apparently some of these like hardware, like the big chain store hardware stores, they're noticing fewer people in some of those big chain hardware stores, that are shopping there in recent days as well. So they're keeping their heads low to the ground, apparently.
Yeah, they're running. So, but I know I've been at Lowe's there a few times in the last few months. Watching them, there was like four of them coming here one day, and they're buying tool belts because they're going to go out there and try to earn a living. But like I said, I'm seeing less of them since he took office. He can't make it up. They're gone. They're running.
That's what it sounds like, at least a good chunk of it, right? Okay, Steve, thanks for the call. We've got Tim and Savage next up on the phone line. So great to hear from both of you guys for the first time since we were out all week running and gunning from Washington, D.C. to Las Vegas and at the SHOT Show and more. So Tim and Savage, stand by. We'll get to you right after this break as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm glad Tim and Savage is on the line because I was just thinking, you know, our great producer Caden is working on some new liners for the show. I'm thinking we gotta get Mondakistan in there somehow, from Mondakistan to the Flathead or something like that. I don't know. Maybe you can script some liners for us there, Tim. Great to hear from you.
I'll work on that in my free time there. Yeah, but hey, I'm glad you recovered well from after getting shot down at the SHOT Show.
I'm fully recovered. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
good thing you got those massive biceps there.
That's right. You know, if I wasn't such a beefcake, I'd probably be a little more sidelined right now. Although I'm less of a beefcake, thanks to Billings' last diet, I'm doing my diet tune-up, and you know, whatever few pounds I put on, you know, vacation and then Christmas break, it's sliced right off. Just got rid of it real fast.
Oh, good for you. Oh, that's great. Yeah. So, reason I called the mainstream media. I really thought that they would there might be a little bit of a change with Trump in it, but no. It's just we took a breath, and then all of a sudden, the Trump derangement syndrome is running strong again. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. We saw the article about the tribes are all up and worried that ICE is going around rounding up all the brown people and busting them out of the country. And then I saw a story yesterday that right there in Billings, the school superintendent sent out information on what to do if ICE comes in to raid the classrooms. And it just is totally ludicrous that this hype and this fear. I mean, and then you got, and of course you already talked, Selena Gomez just bawling her eyes out in her $1 million mansion about how sad she is. It just is outrageous.
I don't know if you saw the Billings Gazette story about how all these, you know, all these left-wing activists showed up, and maybe some others too. I mean, I could see why some people would have concerns even if they're not left-wing activists. But the headline is this: proposal to detain immigrants at Billings Metro Park spurs shame and outrage. And you look at these, and these are your typical angry-faced leftists with their stupid little signs that they're so phony. You can see there's one guy has a sign that says, "Democracy, remember?" Okay, dude, what in the world does deporting illegal aliens who have committed additional crimes while they're in this country, what does that have to do with your definition of democracy? I mean, these people are just complete pawns for the radical left with their stupid phony little signs. You can tell they're all being organized by one of these Soros funded groups. It's so phony, but of course the media just runs in tow.
Yeah, and then you're seeing it happen all over the country, and it's just I really thought it was going to change. And I love the new X feed that Trump has put out there, where response to, you know, this is how we're going to respond to all of this this fake news that's out there. I mean, even now Jim Acosta is out of work, and so we're starting to see that happen in some places, but yet locally it's still happening. And I don't know what we do about that. I mean, the Montana daily newspapers are all but non-existent anymore, and even the bi-weeklies are down to once a week, and even that's going away. I mean, they've just continued to embrace this far-left radical belief, and you see just like what happened there in Billings and what's going to continue to happen across with these different rallies. I mean, they even attacked the cow. I mean, even vandalized the cow.
The Clearwater cow. Resist! Yeah, I mean, this just shows you that the left-wing nut jobs, the people that showed up at the county commissioner's meeting, obviously it was organized by one of these Soros-funded groups, the Resist on the Cow. You know, where's Ryan Bussey, by the way? I mean, I don't know if law enforcement has questioned him over that one yet, because remember, he sent out that one-word tweet after he lost the election by 21 points for governor. Resist was the tweet that he sent out. Now that's the word vandalized on the Clearwater Cow at the turn to Seeley Lake off of Highway 200. I mean, yeah, I think this should be a wake-up call. Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you as always, my friend. This should be a wake-up call, certainly to the people in Billings, that, okay, go look at those people that were at this county commission meeting yesterday. These radical left-wing Soros-funded groups, they aren't stopping. They did not get the message this past November, and they are not going to quit. So don't sit back and just... Oh, this is so great. Trump's the president and the Republicans control Montana. I'm telling you, the left wing still has control over the Billings City Council. They still have a majority on the Billings City Council. Now, the mayor of Billings has a great opportunity. By the way, what's the latest on that? The mayor of Billings still has a great opportunity to put some common sense minded person on the Billings City Council in that replacement seat. So hopefully they don't put another left-wing nut job on that city council, because these left-wing nut jobs are the reason Billings has so much crime in the first place right now. But this should be a wake-up call that, look, these left-wing activists are not going to stop. They are going to keep targeting your kids. They are going to keep trying to undermine the immigration laws of this country. Then the same people that are going to show up to oppose our natural resource industry, they're going to show up at the environmental activists. They're the same people that are pushing the transgender agenda on your kids. Just go look at some of the comments on like the KTBQ Facebook page or the Billings Gazette Facebook page, and you'll see these same people that are pushing the radical transgender agenda are the same people that are pushing this crazy pro-illegal immigration agenda, and they're right here in your own backyard. Let's see. Next up, we got Tom in Billings on the phone lines. Tom, what's your thoughts on the Metro Park and them offering that up? Commissioner Mark Morris offering that up as an option for federal officials to use if they need a place to temporarily hold some folks.
Well, I have a lot of experience in housing illegal aliens, being with Customs and Border Protection and the U.S. Coast Guard. Using the Metro for housing detainees does not have any facilities available. What about all the contracts? We have contracts. I've talked to two former commissioners. I've talked to one current commissioner. Unfortunately, Mark Morris is out of his wheelhouse. He does not know what he's doing. Look at when we put citizens after Katrina in the Superdome. Look what happened to the Superdome. That's gonna cost taxpayers at the end when the federal government moves out. It's gonna cost homeowners here in Yellowstone County. There are other places they could use. They could use that brand new building out there that was supposed to be an Amazon building out on the South Frontage Road. Like I said, they violated a lot of the rules and regs. I've even contacted Austin's office, and it's going to have ramifications on the taxpayers of Yellowstone County and venues coming into Yellowstone County.
I don't think even if they offered it up as a temporary holding facility, I think there's a way you could do it while still having events and things like that. But I think at the end of the day, and Commissioner Morris is going to join us tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour of this show, to talk about this. I think overall, I like the fact that at least you've got local officials saying, hey, ICE, we want to work with you to make it as easy and efficient as possible to round up and get these illegal aliens out of here. So that's a good thing. Now, I think other people are now jumping ahead and saying, oh, my gosh, is my event going to be canceled? Oh, my gosh, is it going to be? Okay, look. He offered it up. Now, I would agree with you, though. I think there are some other, probably even better options. Like, for example, the Hardin Detention Center. We know that the BIA is using part of that facility under a current contract as a detention center. So maybe the other part of that could be used by ICE, right? That'd be a great option. But I think we've got a different scenario here than flood victims and Hurricane Katrina. This would obviously involve much more oversight and law enforcement presence, keeping folks in line if they've rounded up illegal aliens. But anyway, great questions and certainly things that need to be raised. And that's why we'll look forward to having Commissioner Mark Morris join us tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour of the show to talk about it in more depth. But I think most of the outrage that people are trying to create over this is once again, here you've got the liberal left trying to generate outrage, trying to get people to go over the top, because what Montana officials are trying to do is saying, hey, how do we best work with the federal government to help get these illegal aliens out of here as efficiently and as quickly as possible? And meanwhile, you've got the liberal left looking at unconventional warfare tactics to say, what can we do to cause as much problems and to make it as hard as possible? So, I don't know. My take is somebody throws out an idea, somebody offers up help. Don't get 10 steps ahead of yourself freaking out that all chaos is going to ensue. That's what the left wants us to do, I think.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Trump White House released a partial list of violent Biden illegals so far captured. The worst of the worst, according to the White House, included Edgar De La Cruz Manzo, a Mexican national convicted of raping a child. He was arrested by ICE Seattle just last week. Or 2 days ago, actually. ICE also nabbed a Kevin Torres Velasquez, a Honduran national who was in possession of cocaine, fentanyl, and a firearm. In western New York, a Jordanian with suspected ties to ISIS was busted by ICE in Buffalo. That was on Friday. Also arrested an MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, wanted for aggravated homicides. 50 Tren de Aragua gang members. Good for them. That's called success.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
This great country was founded on freedom, and that was freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then tried blockading us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out for them? Well, it's time now to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract. Throw it overboard. My friends at Pure Talk, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. And with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can choose a free iPhone 14 or a free Samsung Galaxy. And yes, this is for premium service. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 25 gigs of data, mobile hotspot, you get all of it at a fraction of the price of AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. Also, they use the same 5G network. So get your free iPhone 14 or your Samsung Galaxy. You simply dial #250. You say the keyword save now and check in with Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service team and make the switch. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today. High temperatures will range from around 30 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in the Billings area. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies, low temperatures from around 12 in Bozeman to the mid-20s in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect more sunshine, upper 30s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
So Attorney General Austin Knutson was telling us about the new modular pistol produced by Shield Arms in Big Fork. We've got a photo of that on our Montana Talks website. And what about you Army infantrymen who shot the 203? Well, check out this new grenade launcher built by a Montanan. That photo, that story, MontanaTalks.com. Plus, I got shot at the SHOT Show in Vegas. I survived, and you might have some fun watching the video. MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For those who may not know, the Montana Family Foundation legislates and litigates in four main areas of public policy: life, marriage and family, school choice, and religious freedom, all from a Judeo-Christian perspective. Today, we'll be in the Senate Judiciary Committee arguing against Senate Bill 139, a bill to remove the exemption for members of the clergy in the mandatory reporting of child abuse and neglect cases. This sounds controversial, and it is, but it's important to put this into perspective. When it comes to cases involving suspected child abuse and neglect, there are many mandatory reporters. These are people who, in the course of their professional work, may come across cases that are suspect. In those instances, they're required to report their suspicions to Child Protective Services. Those professions include doctors and nurses and all others involved in the medical profession, school teachers and other school officials, social workers, licensed daycare facilities, members of law enforcement, and a member of the clergy as defined in a separate section of the law. In that instance, the clergy member is exempt from mandatory reporting if the knowledge came from a statement made during a confession or counseling session, or if the communication is required to be confidential by canon law, church doctrine, or established church practice. Senate Bill 139 seeks to remove this exemption and make members of the clergy mandatory reporters in all circumstances. It's important to point out that no one condones the abuse or neglect of children, not members of the clergy or the legislators that added that exemption when the law was written. Pastors that we spoke to can and do often report cases of abuse or neglect when they observe them, but a person seeking help falls into a different category. They know there's a problem, or in the case of neglect, they need help with food or clothing or housing. As with any bill, especially one that removes a portion of law, we need to ask ourselves, why was it put in the law in the first place? The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution prohibits Congress, and by extension, all lawmakers, from prohibiting the free exercise of religion. In some cases, as in this case, there's a fine line. Many denominations consider confessions between a parishioner and a member of clergy to be absolutely sacrosanct and inviolable. That means they take a vow before God that under no circumstances will they reveal what is told them during confession. It's considered a sacred trust, and the purpose of confession is to repent and make the necessary changes to get back into right relationship with God. The problem with Senate Bill 139 is that we'll have the exact opposite effect than what the bill sponsor intends. It'll turn the church into an enforcement arm of the government. No abuser in their right mind would make a confession knowing it will land them in jail or get their children taken away. Thus, the one avenue through which help and healing might come is cut off, and the abuse or neglect will probably continue. The ultimate purpose of confession or counseling is healing and restoration, but the immediate effect is accountability. It's also important to remember that members of the clergy are shepherds of their congregation, and one of the main jobs of a shepherd is protection. In this case, that means protection and provision for the children. We need to get away from this idea that all help, guidance, discipline, and welfare have to come from government. The church has historically played that role, and that should continue. Pastors should and do take the welfare of the children in their congregation seriously, and no pastor that I know of would allow abuse or neglect to continue. When a person makes a confession, they're in effect asking for help, forgiveness, healing, and accountability. And that's why this exemption was put in this law in the first place. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofsky reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, thanks to Jeff Laszlofsky for yet another very interesting legislative update. A lot to talk about coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And then John Jackson, the Joker from X, back with us.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with lots of sunshine across the area for today. High temperatures will range from around 30 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in the Billings area. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies, low temperatures from around 12 in Bozeman to the mid-20s in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect more sunshine, upper 30s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.